Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We talked to Robin Kelly, the 2nd District Congresswoman who represents the southeast side of Chicago, before the show. She was there on the panel yesterday, and I asked her what is the purpose of that committee.
So it's, you know, connecting the dots of what the president knew and didn't know. It's what's happening as far as the president's compliance with different laws, campaign finance laws, and taxes, conflicts of interest, you know, what was he doing, like the $130,000 payoff, you know, that stuff occurred to try to influence, you know, elections. So this really trying to get to what is the truth of the matter.
So while it sounds a little vague, if you are the oversight committee, your job is to oversee the operations of the executive branch, and it doesn't have to be much more specific than that. If the president's former attorney and fixer wants to volunteer to testify before your committee, you're just seeing what he knows about the operation of the White House since Donald Trump was president.
Right.
I mean,
you know, a lot of things are partisan and things like that, even though we get along better than people really think or as it's displayed. But really, we're just doing our jobs.
I know you know this, but the Republicans would take their 5 minutes and do nothing but remind Mr. Cohen and everybody watching that he previously lied.
They're trying to protect the president, who is, I think many would agree, one of the biggest liars. Yes, he's a liar. Mr. Cohen lied, but the president lies constantly, consistently, seemingly every day.
Who do we trust more, though? I mean, at least Cohen has been convicted. He's going to go to jail. He's a proven liar. He's going to jail for lying to the Congress. Now, he's testifying before the Congress. And the Republicans say, well, shame on us if we believe you twice.
And that's the thing. He did bring some evidence that backs up his story. But that's, you know, we have to decide, you know, how much we believe. And, you know, this is information that we have, I guess, in our toolbox. And then when Mueller gives us his information, and then when Intel looks at their information, we can all, you know, we can compare notes and see. I'm sure part of him is trying to redeem himself too, you know, and redeem himself to his family.
Well, do you believe him?
Disappointed his family and friends.
Congresswoman, do you believe him? Did you believe his testimony yesterday?
He seemed overall credible. And one of the reasons that I think that, because where he didn't know or where he didn't think President Trump had anything, like when they talked about the love child or hitting his wife or collaboration with the Russians, you know, he wasn't just constant, oh yeah, he did that, that he said, no, I have no idea of that, I've never seen that, I don't think that's true. So he wasn't all negative about him.
Did you have any opinion about Congressman Meadows standing, an African-American who is an ally of the president, in the room to sort of watch the proceeding by him?
Well, interestingly enough, I did not realize until I went back to my office that the woman stood up, because where my seat was, I was looking forward, and I never saw her stand up. I didn't realize that happened until my chief of staff said, when she stood up. It did look, again, dramatic, theatrical, and how I interpreted what my colleague was saying was that just because someone of color works for you, that doesn't mean that you're not prejudiced or racist. Not that she necessarily was calling him that. I mean, I'm friends with Rep. Meadows also. He's one of the people I bring Garrett's popcorn to. And but I didn't realize she stood up, and I think she had some words today. I mean, I think that was unnecessary.
You didn't think it was necessary for her to say that while you might not be a racist, that is a racist act to stand a black person up like that?
Did he stand her up, or did she just feel, I don't know, I haven't talked to him.
I don't either, but
stand up on her own.
Right.
And, I mean, I haven't talked to him about it. I hope he didn't tell her to stand up. That would be very disappointing.
But you were disappointed in the congresswoman from Minnesota is even calling this issue out. You didn't think that was necessary.
Oh, from Michigan. Maybe she could have phrased it in another way. And I didn't think that she was trying to say he was racist. I just think she was trying to make the point that, you know, just because you have someone, you know, black or a person of color working for you, that doesn't mean you're not a racist. You just happen to have, you know, someone black working for you.
The chair of the committee, I feel so, the anguish on his face, the refereeing he's had to do with the pain that he sometimes has expressed physically and verbally. Pat him on the back for us, because
I've told him this a zillion times. He has the patience of Job. I mean, I don't know. You know, when I first came in, it was he and former Congressman Issa, who I take high blood pressure pills from being on that committee, and that guy. I mean, it was this constant negative, no badgering. I mean, I don't know how Rep. Cummings has done his job, but he's done a masterful job, and he's very compassionate, really, really cares, a smart man, I mean, I just think he's done a wonderful job.
One last thing, Congresswoman Robin Kelly. Your colleague in Illinois, Raja Krishnamurthy, at one point asked Mr. Cohen if he knew of any other crimes the president committed. Mm-hmm. Talk about broad oversight. But again, that's what we're talking about. This is the job of the committee. And and as I recall, he said yes. I don't know that I heard him much more specifically than that, but I noticed that soundbite's being replayed. Do you know what Raj was up to there and what else Michael Cohen was talking about?
I don't know what Raj was up to, but and I believe Cohen said yes, but I don't think he gave us anything specific, but it gave the impression or inference that there's more to come, and maybe it's from his interviews with Special Counsel Mueller. I know they also, the other thing they keep talking about is all, you know, they said this a lot of times yesterday, all you want to do is impeach, all you want to do, and really, you know, that's not true. It depends what we find out, I guess, but I'm not sure.
Okay, Robin, nice to talk to you. I really appreciate your time. I know you're busy over there, but thank you for joining us today.
Take care.
Robin Kelly, the 2nd District Congressman from Chicago, woman who was talking a little bit about the testimony yesterday. You know, the story today, since what's going on is going on behind closed doors, continues to be about Representative Mark Meadows, who had an African-American woman stand up behind him who had worked, I believe, for the president and was an ally. And she was said the congresswoman from Michigan that we were talking about is a prop. And then the congresswoman from Michigan said, you know, it was a very fine hair I thought she was splitting. She said, no, I'm not calling you a racist. I'm just saying that's a racist act when you do that. And I'm not even sure the appropriateness of that charge. They're all in the same room. I guess they get to have observations and they get to say what they want to say. But the whole thing sort of so devolved away from what's even their vaguely stated purpose, which is oversight. And now they're all squabbling on national TV about whether or not Mark Meadows is a racist or not a racist, but doing racist things. So where does the story go? Well, then the next day, they dig up video from Mark Meadows on the campaign trail years ago when Barack Obama was president. And he said something like, we need to send this guy back to Kenya where he came from. And he was criticized for that and then later said, I shouldn't have said that, but the video is out there, dude. And you'll have to answer for that as long as somebody wants to ask you about it. So here he is again now, defending his non-racist beliefs with the old video and now this new stunt that he pulls. And you've got to ask yourself, what are you people doing? How much are we paying you for this? It's 1:48. We appreciate the Congresswoman coming on. This is WGN.